This is your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad. Liverpool's Astor Theatre has welcomed a wide array of performers to its stage over its 120-year history, from country and rock musicians to the Royal Shakespeare Company and Mr. Dress-Up. But this coming Saturday, a different kind of artist will sashay onto the Astor stage. The Steph Peaks and Friends drag show will feature 8 drag performers, some kings, some queens. Out of drag, Steph Peaks is Chase Hudson, a 27-year-old pastry chef in Halifax. Hudson says that he and the other artists plan to deliver a show like no other.
Listen, I like to say expect the unexpected. 19 plus and a drag queen with a microphone, it can only go one way. So I just think that going in with no expectations is probably the safest bet, but be prepared to leave wanting so much more.
Hudson got his start in drag on Halloween 4 years ago. Living in his hometown of Annapolis Royal, he says doing a drag show was his way of coming out to friends and family.
I've been told since this started that not a single person has been surprised that this is the road that things have gone down. Like my daycare teacher, she came to my first show, which is crazy because I spent so many years at that daycare, and she still says to this day that it makes the most sense to her because I would boss everybody around at daycare in the dress-up closet and get everybody dressed up and choreograph numbers. And apparently it's been a long time coming.
Those first shows to about a dozen people quickly gained a larger following, and soon Hudson, as Steph Peaks, was touring to Toronto, Ottawa, New Brunswick, and PEI. Peaks also played to thousands at Halifax Pride.
Drag has gotten me out of my shell. Chase isn't the most confident person. And I know it sounds crazy because you think you put on a lot of makeup and, you know, a wig, and Chase is still there, but there's something about it for me. When I'm in drag, it's such an escape from, for lack of a better word, being me, that it makes me feel so me.
Hudson says watching Drag Race, getting ideas online, and a lot of trial and error helped him develop his character as Steph Peaks, a play on what he does as a pastry chef, whipping cream to Steph Peaks.
When I was coming up with my character, I always said I didn't want to be, you know, a carbon copy of something or somebody else.
Steph Peaks will be hosting the show in Liverpool and performing with 7 other artists, including some drag royalty like Halifax icon El Noir.
Listen, when you get a good show, you have to bring the top tier performers down.
While drag has become more mainstream in the past few years, it's also come with some considerable backlash. When the Astor announced the show on Facebook, some comments were so bad that the theater had to issue a statement confirming their support for the LGBT community, performers, and audience.
At the end of the day, we're coming to do one thing and one thing only, and that is entertain and, you know, get a little of attention for ourselves. The last thing I'm going to do is give energy to somebody who doesn't want to give positive energy back. That night, there's going to be so many people in that theater that are there to have fun and are there to show love and to support the queer community and support drag as an art form.
And Hudson says there will be lots to love on the Astor stage on Saturday night, with lip syncing and live singing divas and some real showstoppers.
I think people should look forward to a show that Liverpool has never seen yet. There is so many things cooking behind the scenes for this show that I think if you don't come to the show, you're going to hear from a friend that it was otherworldly. There's something about a drag show in a theater setting where these artists can truly do whatever they want because they're not limited to the venue size or tables and chairs of a restaurant, that make this show next level.
The Steph Peaks and Friends drag show is at 7:30 on Saturday, September 27th at the Astor Theater. Tickets are available through TicketPro or the Astor box office. That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more on this and other stories, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.